silent night.
You're gonna spend holidays with your grandparents.
Holy night. We don't even know them.
I'm just thinking about what's best for you.
So, here's the deal, people. I have been, like, sick most of this weekend because I've been overworked. Not by this guy, but by my other job. But you know what? I'm going to feel all better because I get to hear P1 talk about a musical known as A Negro Christmas.
Negro Christmas spirit. People, they called me and said that right away or whatever. That's just so I'm already in. I didn't lost what the plot was now. Wow. Because that nigga stole my joke.
It's the one joke you can make about this movie. I mean, we picked on poor Forrest Whitaker's eye all year. I wanted to go with something different.
I really wish. Well, I was going to end it with that. But anyway. I really wish we would have did this right after Frozen for the simple fact that
I didn't even know this was a musical.
You didn't know it was a musical?
No, could you explain this one to me?
Did you see any of the trailers or anything at all?
Oh, hell no. I didn't even know this was a movie until you said, yeah, this is on our docket review. And I was like, the hell is this?
You did say that. Well, yeah, like I said, I wish we could have did this after Frozen for the simple fact we could have had the differences between a good movie of a musical and a horrible movie of a musical.
It was one of those things, people. I mean, black and white, no offense. It's like, all right, we got to go see this. Me, have fun.
And I'm sad to say this, but everybody knows that a lot of people give fat people shit. I will say this about fat people. That are in the music industry. I think they are some of the best singers ever. And Jennifer Hudson, you need to gain the weight back.
Oh.
Because, damn.
So I take it that this movie was a rousing holiday success?
Oh my God, like, you have no idea. This, what a way to end your holiday season. Well, not season, but your...
Yeah, I was about to say, it's beginning, buddy.
Yeah, because Thanksgiving is a holiday wrap, a warm-up. You know, it's like the pregame series, you know. And I felt like, wow, this is... In my Thanksgiving here, whatever, watching a humble movie like this, whatever, I'm gonna hear some good singing, some good old family fun, and turkey loving, and Forrest Whitaker's left eye, and some songs in here and there, whatever. No, I didn't get any of that. I got the other half of a Tyler Perry movie.
I got the prequel
of a Tyler Perry movie.
So apparently, I picked the one to miss.
I got a prequel of the Tyler Perry movie that's coming up.
Oh God.
This Negro is making prequels before his movies come out that he don't even have anything to do with it. Because okay. I feel like, wow.
Quick question, because I honestly don't know. Does he have anything to do with this movie?
He has nothing to do with this, yet everything to do with it.
Clear answer. Cool.
Like, who's even more confused than what he was before now? He's like,
I just like, it's like, this has come out and like everything I've heard about it has been bad. And, like, whenever they're like, it's a musical about, you know, inner city kids, I'm like, what's it like? I stole a computer!
And you know the worst thing about this, too, is it's made by a black female director, too.
Oh, no.
That's even worse, because it's like, we don't have many of that, and yet she makes this shit. Like, I'm not gonna lie, there was at times where they were trying to be serious in this film, and I laughed. I was just like, okay, got... That's where I was like, okay, this has the writing of a Tyler Perry film for the simple fact that Tyler Perry does this shit where he tries to make things seem serious.
And he falls flat on his face.
It's the most goddamn ridiculous laughable outcome in the whole goddamn movie. It's just like, I don't think he understands what that means to be serious.
Yeah, what is this director? Has this director done anything?
It's directed by Casey Lemons. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I only think she's done... I think it's this movie called Eve's Bayou, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I heard, and I just looked it up. Apparently, a bunch of critics called it the best movie of that year.
Okay, so yeah, she's done that one then. And I know she's done two other movies, including this one, so three other movies, and a short, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh! I have seen one of her movies. She did, remember Talk to Me? The one about...
Yeah, I remember Talk to Me.
Yeah, remember, she directed and wrote that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know she directed. I thought she just wrote it. Okay.
No, she wrote and directed that, and this is the first movie of hers that she did not write. And from what you're telling me, it seems like that's... Well, actually, no, I take that back. She did write this.
Oh my god, did she write this?
Yeah, she did write this.
What the fuck was you smoking, girl? Wow, well... Where do I start with the plot of this one? Oh, I know, with a troubled young youth who has to save the rec center, I guess.
In other words, the rec center is his home?
Now, this is based off one of my great cousins, which I found out back in 07, Langston Hughes himself.
Oh, God.
One of my favorite poets, which I can't even begin to start, that this has shit to do with Langston Hughes. I love me some Langston Hughes, and to find out that I was related to him, that was a true honor. But at the same time, when I heard that this movie was based, I was like, this could be interesting. Then 5 minutes in the movie, this has nothing to do with that.
Nope. And then it's like, well, the story of the nativity at least is something good. And then I have to imagine it's like, well, it seems like they're derailing that story real quickly too.
Yeah, the movie follows this kid, Jacob Lattimore, I believe. He's supposed to be Langston in the movie.
Oh, how subtle.
Thank you. That's why I didn't say anything. I just paused and let you respond to that. You couldn't see me, but I was putting the quotes when I said
that. Oh my god, you're not kidding.
I'm not joking at all. I remember hearing that name directly. Whatever. I remember. Matter of fact, that woke me up every time I heard that name. I was like, where's he at? Where's Langston?
Who's Jacob Lattimore? Oh, look at that. He's a young pop star. Whoop the freaking do!
Yeah. Where do I begin with that? Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and say that the kid can't act. Right, I'm just gonna go ahead and say that. He misses certain beats and moments of toning.
So, is he on the level. Yeah. Is he on the level of, say. Oh, what was his name in Texas Chainsaw?
Trey Songz?
Yeah.
No, he's better than Trey Songz. Give
me that. Well, backhanded compliment.
Let's see, how many bad singers or rappers that are children or young that I've seen in movies before? Let's see. I saw Little Romeo last year in a movie called Medea's Witness Protection.
I actually heard he wasn't too bad in that.
Who?
Romeo. I heard multiple reviews say he wasn't too bad in that.
Are you fucking serious?
No.
He was the worst actor of the year.
Okay.
Okay, I'll let you be the judge of that. You watch that yourself and you be the judge of that. He is
going to be no, thank you.
He's got to be the worst actor I've ever fucking seen in my life. Who the fuck said he was not that bad? Who the fuck said that? I have beef with that person now. I have beef with that.
All right. I'm trying to think.
Horse, all the way.
What other questions do I have for you? I'm looking over this cast list. I mean, the two leads, they're both good actors.
Let me finish the plot here real quick. So this kid, he lives in Baltimore with his mother, Jennifer Hudson. Obviously, Jennifer Hudson, she's struggling, can't make ends meet and shit like that, whatever. Just like, so she's like, I gotta get rid of this kid because he's taking up a room, I guess. I gotta have a nigga up in here somehow. And she sends him to her parents' house in New York City, and he gets there, and nigga starts singing right away, whatever. But yeah, I like it because he's trying to act hard, but yet the nigga's singing or whatever. I'm just like, I don't think you considered, like, hard or gangster, like, if you're singing in the middle of Harlem.
I made a joke about that at the beginning of this, like, as a joke. You're telling me that that's what legit happens? What's it like? Like, I stole your bike!
No, it's more, because actually he helps someone's... which is already funny, because he picks... Hey, excuse me, you dropped your wallet. Thief! He's right there!
Wait, so this movie does racial profiling as well?
Yeah, so he gets pretty much arrested in the first 10-20 minutes, and I'm like, all right, goddamn it. Already racial profile here.
Oh, goody. You said this is done by black people.
Yeah. Great. That's the thing. That's why people, I say, go see 12 Years a Slave. So you can see a black man do something worthwhile. So either way, Forrest Whitaker. This Negro is the goddamn Antichrist or whatever. I mean, damn, anything. He comes to the prison. Ain't no grandson of mine. I don't be a thief. This, I swear, this nigga I is almost the holy savior of Christ itself or whatever. Because it's rolling the back of his head every time he gets holy.
It says here he's a reverend.
Also, the Jennifer Hudson's father and shit.
Right, but it says here that he's a reverend.
I know.
Oh?
Reverend Cornell Cobbs.
Okay, would you like to explain to me why Mary J. Blige is playing a character called Platinum Fro?
She actually plays a character named Angel.
It says here Platinum Fro.
Yeah, that's one of the singing names she go by, whatever. But
oh, for God's sakes!
Yeah, I don't. I was gonna bring that up.
I don't even have to make a joke about that.
That's why I wouldn't go bring it up.
Like, how lazy is the writing? Platinum Fro. Tyrese is Tyson. Ooh.
Don't forget Nas's name. He's Isaiah as the street pop.
Oh, guy. God.
God, that man's one of my favorite hip-hop artists.
I'm right there with you. He's one of the best, and he has to slum it in this. What was it? It's like, Merry Christmas.
It was more of a rap sermon to help to inspire the kid.
Oh, when are they going to learn that that doesn't work?
Okay, so, I mean, you know, you could keep going down the list. Mary J. Blige, I this bitch must be broke, because this is the third time. Remember, she was in Rock of Ages last year.
Yeah.
With the same damn wig.
Oh, my God.
And honestly, she was in that goddamn KFC commercial. The bitch must be broke or something. I don't know what's going on with her right now, but she is just doing the most random shit in projects now, wherever. I used to think she was the queen of R&B at one point. Now the bitch is the bum of films. So
she needs to make a new album. That could fix everything.
Get away from these Negro movies. That's what she needs to do.
Oh, that would help too.
And stop wearing them goddamn acid. Honestly, it's probably the best performance in here. I mean, she doesn't really give much to say or whatever, but every time she's on screen, she's almost just looking at the camera and just nodding her head like, somebody save me. Somebody save me, please, or whatever. I actually felt fear in that woman's eyes. I actually wanted to help her because I saw it in her eye or whatever. I mean, I'm trying to think of what else to say in here. I mean, it's just, I mean, if you're going to do a musical or whatever, you kind of need to go all out, kind of in films or whatever. Like, I'll say, like, Frozen or any of the Disney movies, even got Les Mis or whatever shit. Les Mis had a budget attached to it or whatever, so they were able to go back and the time frames that they ran for the sets. Not even that big fan of the Les Mis or whatever, but the time sets and everything I can see, I can tell they put money and effort into it. And this, it didn't look like no goddamn effort putting this all. Let's just hire a bunch of rappers and singers and put them in the movie and then call it a musical.
So, I'm guessing this is a high see it from you?
It's the best seed I could give.
Exactly. Spread the black movie love.
Exactly, man. I mean, it's a prequel to Madea's Christmas. I could not miss this film. It is the best movie I've ever seen, whatever. Mary J. Blige is the best comedic actor I've ever seen, because when that bitch come on stage, whatever, you see that hair sticking out or whatever, you think she permed that shit or took a hot comb and started burning the fuck out of the back of her scalp or whatever. It was hilarious as shit. I know she did that on purpose because she's a comedic actor.
All right, we get it, Mr. Sarcastic, so this is a fuck it.
It's a high fuck it. as if in, you need to be high to watch this shit.
All right, well, glad I missed this one. Glad that Pennsylvania doesn't get any movies like this.
Oh, man, and let me go for it. His eye is constantly on a move. Like, his eye does not want to hear any intact of that Lord shit.
Oh, goody.
Every time he said the word Jesus, that eye was running left.
It's like, praise be Jesus, run!
That eye was trying to defy gravity.
No, that eye was like, oh, this is so stupid. Where's that Arnold guy again? We need to do another movie with him.
That eye was like, I used to have an Oscar. What happened?
What happened? People were saying I could get Oscar talks only 2 months ago, and then a bunch of movies came out.
Oh my God, yeah, it's a high fucking, I got nothing else to say. Black Negro Christmas. Greatest movie of all time. Go see it with your family and friends, white people. You'll love it. It's heartwarming.
Oh, goody. All right. Well, I've had enough of this. So, good night, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
It's time to forgive, and it's time to come home.